This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Your host, Eddie Greer. This podcast is all about all things covering K-State athletics. Here, hope you guys are enjoying K-State Nation, your Thanksgiving holiday slash rest of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend as well. So happy Thanksgiving to all the K-State folks out there as well. Real quick, jumping in to the last week of the Big 12 schedule here, of course, not counting the Big 12 championship, which K-State could be a part of next week, week 13, final week. And again, we're going to know a lot more when K-State takes the field Saturday night, whether they need to, of course, win, and they still need to win, or a Baylor win over Texas will clinch K-State a spot, the other spot, against TCU in the Big 12 title game next Saturday on ABC, 11 Central Time down there. So we'll see what happens. And speaking of which, there, Friday, Baylor, Texas, get it on at 11 on Friday. There are a lot of good games on Friday, on the Friday slate. This included there, 6-5 Baylor, Texas 7-4 there as well. ESPN will have that game there. It's going down the line here. The rest of the teams will play on Saturday, including West Virginia against Oklahoma State. That could be definitely be the last game for Neil Brown in his tenure over there at West Virginia as they take on Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State 7-4. West Virginia sitting there at 4-7. And, of course, the mid-game slate, Iowa State has to go to Fort Worth. They on TCU there. That's a little bit after 3 p.m. Central kick there as well. TCU, of course, looking to complete an undefeated regular season there as well. So we'll see what happens there. And in one of two, there are two night games on the Big 12 slate here. Of course, we know K-State, KU, rivalry week. What was mentioned earlier this week by Chris Klieman that he wants to keep it. He wants to keep KU at the last game of the regular season, especially KU has turned the page in football this year and got a whole lot better. So I don't disagree 100% on that. I like it. I like really all the rivalry games to stick to be the last. Now, of course, you have some games that you can't. Some rivalry games aren't scheduled in the last week of the regular season, but the majority of the rivalry games are slated for the last week on Thanksgiving week of the season. So I agree with Chris Klieman wholeheartedly here. I will keep KU game the last game of the year because, you know, everything's on the line, especially in K-State's position as well. So everything's on the line. That's the big games that you dream for as a college athlete or head coach or coach in general. You want that spotlight. You want to play meaningful games in late November. So that's what K-State has been doing all November long. It'll come down to that at 7 Central Time here in Manhattan, Kansas, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. I'm sure it will be rocking. I am going to be staying put because last time I was out there, yelled at the refs against the Texas game and then ended up getting sick. So, and knowing my position as well with my marathon coming up, I cannot afford to do that. And I'm tired of being under the weather. So I'm playing it safe. I'd rather watch that. My own comfort in my own home. But it should be. Hasn't been too bad this week. Been in the mid-50s all week long. I think it's going to be in the low, high 30s, I think. So I might be wrong on that. But I think I'm close in that regard. It's the other primetime game on FS1. And oh, by the way, for those of you wondering who can't make it out to the game, will be on Fox. FS1 has Oklahoma and Texas Tech, a pair of 6-5 teams going at it as well. So it'll be interesting to see. Oklahoma's in a precarious situation here. You lose to Tech, you're going to be a 500 college football team as well as that. So golden opportunity for the Red Raiders to get another win and go to 7-5 on the year, but vice versa for Oklahoma as well. So those are a pair of 6-5 teams there as well. And again, TCU is waiting on the opponent, whether it's Texas or Kansas State, for a spot in the Big 12 championship game next Saturday morning at 11 Central Time there as well. And, of course, yeah, TCU has everything on the line as well. College football playoff spot. And for K-State, the writing's on the wall for them. Whichever happens with Baylor, Texas, or, in this case, K-State takes care of KU, they're going to be a stone-cold lock. And it's been going around, really, for the last several weeks. They're a stone-cold lock, obviously, for the Big 12 title game, but also a New Year's Six as well, and particularly the Sugar Bowl as well. And there's a lot of whispering that the opponent could be last year's Texas Bowl opponent. Yeah, I'm talking about LSU. So a lot is riding on this game. And, of course, I mean, a lot of football yet to be played for sure. But if K-State takes care of KU, or, you know, Texas stumbles at Baylor, you know, K-State locks themselves in to the Big 12 title game. And not only that, win or lose, you're going to Sugar Bowl. So that's a nice consolation prize right there. That's a big one. That's one of the big bowls that outside of the college football playoff there as well. So it ain't that bad, but you have unfinished business to take care of on Saturday there, as K-State will look to add another win against KU on the football field. And not only that, punch their ticket in to the Big 12 title game. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it? Wherever podcasts are found, K-State Nation. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, whether that's a student here in Manhattan or outside of Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, latest as we're winding down here, the year of 2022. Right off the bat, obviously, as well. So much more on its way. I know I've been, once again, under the weather this week again. For whatever reason, I'm trying to figure that out, why that is. But hopefully, I am seeing the end of the light of the tunnel here as far as that goes. But I'm well enough to do this podcast as well. So definitely make sure you guys stock up on food and all that good stuff over to the Thanksgiving hallway. Eddie Greer from the Pearl Project Podcast, appreciate your support as always. And make sure we will have our episode 132 of the Pearl Project Podcast weekly posted on Friday at some point as well. So make sure you be on lookout for that as well. Another Thanksgiving episode for myself and Alex Aiden, my co-host for the Pearl Project Podcast. Again, K-State, 15th ranking in the nation, KU, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, 7 o'clock on Fox Saturday night.